We ended off last time discussing that the lechachila time for Hasik Tara is sometime b'sof hayom. L'shanos ha-samach ben ha-shmashas the mechaber, whether that's synonymous with mina mincha l'mala, what mina mincha l'mala means, the suggestion of the Aruch HaShulchan, that maybe mina mincha l'mala for Rebbe Yehuda l'shitasa, that the day ends at plag, means mincha l'plag, and for us it would be from plag to shkia. But either way, the general lechachil is that it should be somewhat b'sof hayom, samach l'bein hashmasha. So the way poskim generally talk about it is that there is samach l'bein hashmashos as an ideal time, and maybe mincha ketana would be the next potential cutoff point. And the Bedikas Shachris works at least b'di'evet. Now, Rabbi Karp, in his presentation, assumes that there is an adifus for between plag and shkia over mincha ketana and on, meaning not just that samach ben hashmashos is a half hour, let's say. And then if you're not within that half hour, then it doesn't make a difference if it's mincha ketana or plag, but there's still an adifus of doing it after plag to doing it after mincha ketana, along the lines of the Aruch HaShulchan, that our plag is Rabbi Yehuda's mincha ketana. I think we generally assume that all things being equal, the Aruch HaShulchan's mahalach that doesn't have to be exactly half hour, an hour, sometimes some from the Hashmashas is correct, that the adifus would be sometime at the end of the day, but not necessarily at the mitzamseim within the exact half hour prior to Shkia. Chazanish writes in Simen Sadi Beis Os Mem Hei that from day two and on, not talking about day one, but a Hefsek Tara on day two and on would be effective b'di'eved at least even b'layla. And when we talk about b'dika shachris being effective b'di'eved, it's lav dafka shachris, even a b'dika Hefsek Tara the night before would be sufficient b'di'eved. Aruch HaShulchan writes like that. Aruch HaShulchan in Siv Zayin Yoser Mizan Nira Dafilu Bidikas Laila Mahani, that Hefsek Tara even at night works. Dimlokain Havalei Lefarish. Because if that wasn't the case, then it should say that somewhere. And Shachris is Labdafka, or for the Milsenakat, because no one's doing Bidikas at night, you're going to sleep at night. But in the Hanami, if you did a Hefsek Tara Belaila, that would be sufficient Bidi Evan. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes this, Lemaisa, the name of the Chazanish. Rabbi Morgenstern, Chelak Aleph, Simon Yudalid, footnote Tesvav. Chelak Aleph, Simon Yudalid, footnote Tesvav. The case that he talks about it is let's say you have a woman who was supposed to do a Hefsek Tara, let's say on Sunday, and she missed it, and she lost track of time, and she ended up doing a Hefsek Tara after Shkia on Sunday night, which we'll consider to be halachic Monday. And then, so l'chachila, she should have done a Hefsek Tara samach l'bein hashmashos in the late afternoon on Monday. She forgot to do that too. So Rav Yashe Paskin, in that case, the Hefsek Tara that was done Sunday night, which is supposed to have been done Sunday afternoon, which she missed, that counts as a Hefsek Tara on Monday, even if she did do a Hefsek Tara on Monday by Yom. And then she could start counting the Shivan Akiyim on Tuesday. So Hefsek Tara done at night, Bidi Eved, as long as it's not Yom Rishon, L'Riyasa, would be effective. And that's also relevant, as one second, it's also relevant, as we discussed previously, in the context of Da Maka, where if you only have the ability to have a Hefsek Tara done by a medical professional at night, then that could be effective at that time as well,
v'di'evet. Yoni. Just clarification of the dates. If she doesn't have Hefsek Tara on Sunday night.
Right.
She doesn't have Hefsek Tara Sunday night.
Right.
So then all of Monday is considered day zero.
Right.
And so Tuesday is day one of Shemekim.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So no one would tell you to do it. L'chachila b'v'di'evet, if you were stuck and only did a Hefsek Tara at night, as long as it's not Yom Rishon L'Yasa, that would be effective b'di'evet, so says Chazanish, so says Aruch HaShulchan, so passed through Rav Yashiv L'maisa. But as we said earlier, even when it comes to B'dika Shakris, when we talk about a B'dika Shakris working b'di'evet, a Hefsek Tara in the morning working b'di'evet, that doesn't mean that if you did a Hefsek Tara in the morning, you're home free. You should still, l'chachila, do a Hefsek Tara
right. Later
in the day. We're only talking about a situation where you neglected to do it in the morning. Sorry, you did it in the morning, and then you neglected to do another one later in the day. That the morning one would be sufficient. Bada Yishulchan writes this in print in Sivkatid as well, but this is what all the posts can assume. Yeah?
Sorry, I missed this, but why? The first thing that's, for example, day two's the chakras works, or you should let Hafila even day two, some of Chulin HaShmashos is good. So if some of Chulin HaShmashos day two is good, then why is the chakras day three not as good as that?
Because the lechachila is that a Hefsek Tara always has to be at the end of the day that you're being Masek B'Tara to ensure that there was no Riyah prior to that. At a B'di'evet level, it'll work earlier in the day. But the lechachila is always that whatever day you're counting, whatever day of the day you're doing the Hefsek Tara, you have to establish that b'sof hayom. Again, the whole discussion of numbers of days here, as we said, is only relevant in the limited scenario of a woman who is Soseres or Shemnekiyim or something like that, where it's even shy to talk about a day one Riyah because, or Hefsek, because otherwise you're not doing anything before day five anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Rabbi Willig recommends that if a woman, let's say day five L'Riyasa, so she's planning on doing a Bedika late in the day on day five, but she's already stopped seeing Dom in the morning. So Rabbi Willig recommends, as an Eitz HaTova, that women should do a Hefsek Tara in the morning, lest she forget later in the day. And then, at least as a fallback, you have your morning Hefsek Tara to fall back on. So L'chachila should be done b'sof hayom, especially this time of year, where Shkia is early, and many things could happen to prevent a Hefsek Tara before 4:30 p.m., many things to keep people busy. So if you did in the morning before you went to school or work or left the house, then you at least have that as a fallback in a situation where you already stopped seeing Dom in the morning. Then l'chachila do it again later in the day. If you didn't do it, then you can fall back in the morning on the morning Hefsek. Rabbi Karp writes this as well. And that is a sensible Eitz HaTova. In a situation where a woman is still seeing Dom in the morning, it's not going to work. If women may be seeing Dom in the morning, and then she'll be able to get a clean Hefsek Tara later in the day. But in a scenario, be it day five, be it day six, be it day seven, where a woman hasn't yet done a Hefsek Tara, and now she's already clean that morning, so Eitz HaTova, do a Hefsek that morning, as a fallback in case you forget to do it later in the day, but the chachila still, do it again later in the day, samach le ben hashmashos, after minchat tan or plag later in the day. Yeah.
She has to have not seen Dom that morning, or she just has to stop?
She has to have stopped seeing Dom. The Hefsek Tara won't help you if you're still seeing Dom.
But if she saw Dom at 5 a.m. and now she has to have stopped.
Now she's clean. Now there's no more flow, then, yeah.
But if you saw Dom in the morning, you still have to do Hefsek Tara in the afternoon, you know?
You have to do a Hefsek Tara before the end of the day. So
right,
Hefsek Tara is only going to be helpful once you stop seeing Dom.
Right, but just seeing Dom on the day doesn't necessarily mean you can't do Hefsek Tara that day.
Correct. Okay. You do have to, you may stop by later in the day and do it later in the day. I'm saying in a situation where in the morning you've already stopped seeing dam, so the chachilis, you do have to later in the day, but Eitz HaTovah, do one in the morning just to be safe in case you forget later in the day. Okay. Now what is the Sovzman Hefzik Tara? Aruch HaShulchan has a curious line in Sif Kaf Aleph. He writes that the Minhag HaPashut is that you can do a Hefzik Tara ad halayla. So ad halayla sounds like till Seis, till it's nighttime. So it's not clear if he really means that. Does he really mean that? Rav Avadya asks some Aruch HaShulchan, what does he mean? Rabbi Karp suggests, page A, Ayin Hay, that maybe the Aruch HaShulchan is only talking about a case of Erev Shabbos, where you did a Hefzik Tara after Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia, but he doesn't really mean Adolai L'mamish. It's not what it sounds like to the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishnah Brura, in his Nidchei Yisrael, Chabad Chaim in his Nidchei Yisrael, Simon Mem Aleph Os Vav, has the following line, that the Kitzur Svarim quote. There was a Kitzur Sefer. So, Im Haya Vena Shmashos, if a woman did a Hefzik Tara Vena Shmashos, Tzricha Lishal She'ela Eitzel Mora Hara. You have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. If you did a Bedika, a Hefzik Tara Vena Shmashos, you have to ask the Shaila. So that sounds like Vena Shmashos could work. Says Rabbi Karp, page Ayin Vav, that in the Yiddish version of Nidchei Yisrael, it says the formulation is that you could be makel up to a half hour after Shkia, and then after that, you have to ask a Sheilas Chacham. So that's clearly a reference to those who hold like Rabbeinu Tam across the board in terms of when Shkia and Seis is. So for such a person, then up to a half hour after Shkia may still be considered Yom according to Rabbeinu Tam. So if you follow Rabbeinu Tam across the board, then maybe Hefzik Tara then would be valid. It's like what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Shal Shudas, that that you can start Shal Shudas up to a half hour after Shkia, but that's for people that follow Rabbeinu Tam in European climates, where according to Rabbeinu Tam, that may still be Yom. Rav Moshe, in a couple places, in Rav Moshe's calculation of Zmanim, and his calculus that in the New York area, Rabbeinu Tam says that a person should hold up for Kriyas Shema / Seis HaShabbos is 50 minutes after Shkia in New York. So as part of that cheshbon, Rav Moshe has his famous 9 minutes. 9 minutes after Shkia. So this later tshuva, Chelek Dalet Simen Samach Beis, in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Dalet Simen Samach Beis, Rav Moshe's 9 minutes is a calculation that 9 minutes is equivalent of 3/4 of a mil. So that up to 9 minutes is still daytime before Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And that's Ben Hashmashas, according to the Gaonim. So Rav Moshe has a set sveka that you could be makel if you did a Hefzik Tara up to 9 minutes after Shkia, svek sveka, safek. Maybe it's still considered to be Yom, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And even if it's Ben Hashmashas, maybe Ben Hashmashos has a din of Yom. So, a kind of sex maker that you could rely on a Hefzik Tara done within 9 minutes after Shkia, because maybe it's still Yom, and even if it's Ben Hashmashos, maybe Ben Hashmashos has a din of Yom. However, Rav Moshe writes to Rabbi Eider in Tshuva Kavav, the end of Rabbi Eider Sefer, that you have no right to rely on this kula of the 9 minutes if you aren't machmir for Rabbeinu Tam for Tzeis HaShabbos. Is if you assume like the Gaonim for the earlier time for Moshe Shabbos, then you can't be tofes the coolest in both directions. Right? It only makes sense. You can only rely on these 9 minutes, which Peshbin Zashita Rabbeinu Tam, if you're Choshesh Rabbeinu Tam, and he says for Moshe Shabbos. Or Moshe thinks that you shouldn't be Mako for the time of the Gaon and Moshe Shabbos. He says, what right do you have to do that, even though many Gedolim Yishonim held like that, but how can you be Machria? And again, Moshe thinks that 50 minutes is, in principle, the correct man for Tzeis HaShabbos, but he says, if you are going to be Mako, like the Gaonim, then for Tzeis HaShabbos, he doesn't give any right to these 9 minutes. He doesn't address what, you know, the same, you probably say the same thing, if you never daven mincha after Shkia, then you don't have the right to adapt to school year. But the Ramosha just formulates it in terms of whether you're Mekel and Zman Tzeis HaShabbos. Rabbi Forst, however, quotes volume 2, page 169, footnote 55. Volume 2, page 169, footnote 55. He quotes from David Feinstein that even Rav Moshe was only nagel to allow a hefsek tara after shkia, even 1 minute after shkia, in a real shas hadchak. I mean, these 9 minutes weren't a carte blanche kula, but Rav Moshe was only willing to rely on lemaisa in a real shas hadchak situation.
Meaning you forgot before?
Just forgetting before is a real shas hadchak. A real shas hadchak would be there are other factors that make waiting another day complicated. A complicated fertility situation where waiting a day is going to be potentially detrimental to the possibility of conception, or some whatever the particulars of the need are, but not the way he presents it. Even Rav Moshe wasn't makel across the board. To give you these 9 minutes, and many others don't have such a notion of 9 minutes. Yeah,
I was just gonna say that for people who are mocking on Rabbeinu Tam,
mm-hmm.
but don't assume Ramosha's calculation,
mm-hmm.
then how would that translate if you were gonna be able to be so much on Ramosha because you're mocking like Rabbeinu Tam, but you don't even use his calculation?
Good. So we'll get there in a few minutes. Good. We'll get there. So Rabbi Eider quotes in page 35. That Rav Aaron Cutler was machmir even 1 minute after Shkia is no good. Shkia is the buzzer, and if you miss Shkia, too late. And that's Rabbi Willick's position, that you have no right to be made till at all after Shkia. Maybe you could be done if there's a difference, maybe a couple minute difference between astronomical Shkia and based on sea level to figure out what the authentic Shkia is. So maybe there's what to talk about within 2 minutes if there's that discrepancy between observed shkia and actual shkia. But fundamentally, that you have no right, you can't daven mincha after shkia, you can't do a hefsek tara after shkia. I had this yesterday with a get. You can't, if you write a get today, you can't deliver the get the next day. That would be a mukdam problem. So we were down to the wire writing a get yesterday. We were negotiating while we were writing the get, and basically came to terms, and was ready to give over the get 5 minutes for Shkia, and then the wife wasn't prepared to agree to everything, and then 4-3-2 for Shkia, and then the buzzer, and we didn't have an agreement. 15 minutes later, everything was worked out, so we had to write another get again after Tzeis. But it's relevant to the Sadri Gittin didn't say. Rav Moshe held the same thing for a Gittin, that many, you know, Rabbi Willig is a big Shkia person, but many Sadri Gittin have from Rav Moshe that you have a little bit of wiggle room up to, let's say, 9 minutes after Shkia to deliver get. Also, if the get was written in the daytime, you could push a little bit past Shkia, at least by a few minutes. And many Masad in America have that tradition from Rav Moshe. Rav Avadya writes, Chelik Beis, page Resh Samach Hei, that kind of along the lines of what we saw from Moshe, transposed to Eretz Yisrael, that in Eretz Yisrael you could be mekel up to 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, which is the Gaon's Seis. Again, Sveka, maybe it's something like the Rebbeinu Tam, and even if it's like the Gaonim, so Safik Ben Hashmashos is really Yom. So Rav Avdya says in Eretz Yisrael, where things move faster astronomically, he was made up to 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, which he says is the Gaon's Seis. Back to Ilan's question, so Deborah Tziner, coming from the Hungarian tradition of following Rebbeinu Tam, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, even Leinyan Melacha Shabbos Friday night, you do Melacha, people in Europe did Melacha, in Hungary did Melacha Friday night after what we call Shkia, Rabbi Charlap should have Rufur Shlema. I remember recalling in Williamsburg in the 1950s, there are still people that were running around doing Melacha after Shkia on Friday. That I don't think happens anymore anywhere in America, but that was a tradition in many communities, even in Melacha. So Deborah Tziner, Kedarko, has a very cheerful tshuva, Ber Moshe Chayli Beis Simen Samach Aleph. So the shaila was, what is Sosman Hasatara? So he says, when it comes to Hungarian Jews, that we're never medaktik to daven mincha before Shkia, or even to stop malacha d'oraisa on Erev Shabbos before Shkia. So there's no chashash in the world. You can safely do a hefsek tara up to 45 minutes after Shkia. Sorry, 45 minutes before Tzeis. Right, so Tzeis is 72 minutes. So almost a half hour after Shkia. He says, that was a minhag in Deborah Tzin, L'chachila. U'me'ola lo shamanu, misha yachmer shiasa hefzik tara kodim Shkia. So chama, whoever heard of such a thing, to do a hefzik before Shkia. However, the Litvisha Jews, who are ma'akid davim mincha before Shkia, like the Gaonim, like the Gra, he said sometimes in his shtibel, there'd be a Litvish Jew that would come in for mincha and notice that they're not davening mincha till after Shkia, and then he davened mincha b'yichidus. Such a person has no right to be mekel to do a hefsek tara after Shkia, because for them, Shkia is a hard stop. He says whenever someone asks in the shayla, the first question he asks is, are you Litvish or Hasidish or Hungarian? Then he says, okay, but why do you have to stand on principle? Why do you tell everyone to do a Hefsek Tara before Shkia? What's the harm? So even if you're Hungarian, Hasidish, so do a Hefsek Tara before Shkia, make everyone happy. So the harm is that, as we'll talk about Behem Sheikh, you're supposed to do l'chachil at least a mochdachuk. Mochdachuk means you're inserting a v'dika cloth, bosamakom, for an extended period of time called benesh mashas. So if you're going to do a hefsek tara tamens for shkia, and your tzeis is Rebbeinu Tam 82 minutes later, that's very uncomfortable to have a mochdachuk inserted for that amount of time. So that's why, if you're Hungarian, better to do the Hefsek Tara after Shkia, which is not Shkia in Hungary anyway, and then you'll have less time that you have to keep in the Moch Dachuk. And then he said, he suggested a compromise. That you could do a Hefsek Tara before Shkia, and then you could put in a mochdachuk 35-45 minutes before it says, and then keep it in. He writes that after he printed all this, so someone pointed out to him that Rosh Dorma had a little kuntras about Hilchos Nida called Torah HaMishpacha. And Ashtarbach writes, Hafsatara must be before Shkia, and it doesn't work even with the Eved, even 1 minute after Shkia, period, without any deference given to the Hungarian tradition. It says, the Deborah Senior, by the Omen of Ishtomim, how could you write such a thing? Stam, call Rabbi Senior, a Sadiqim, in Hungary, in Poland, in Galicia. They always daven mincha after Shkia. So how can you say such a thing? And then he writes that after he had an opportunity to meet Rosh Dorma, and Rosh Dorma was in New York, rallying the troops against the occupying Zionists, he says, "Aser Rosh Hashanah b'dvar ma'yosi b'leiv." That's the goal of Neshomim, Hamatzav Hayom, Hamavat, Havifarik, Haguf, Shel Yerem, Bacharedim, the Devar Hashem, Negin, Maharse Yadas, or Seno Akadosha. So he was rallying the troops against the Zionist regime, which was, despite their differences about Shkia, that was a unifying point of agreement between the Deborah Senior and Rosh Dorma. So he says that he had this conversation in person. And Rosh Dorma told him, times are different. Just like no one's being no one's doing Malacha Daraisa after Shkia anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and everyone's mapping to do a Hefzik Tara before Shkia. I, it's the Chumra Mavili De Kula about a Moch Dachuk. So Rosh Dorma said, same idea. So do the Hefzik Tara before Shkia. Rosh Dorma said, better do the Hefzik Tara before Shkia, which is Medina, Nikar Adin, and be Mochel on the Mochdachu, which is only a Chumrah. So the Deborah Senior said, if you're going to do that, then you're going to compromise your Emunas Chachamim. Because every woman, every Kasher woman knows that there is a Chia for Mochdachu, and if you're going to make a Tala, stop doing a Mochdachu, they'll say, Hitira Prushim Davar Shaya Halacha Brura. And then it'll be a slippery slope, and everything is going to go. There goes the religion. So the Deborah Senior told Rosh Dorma his Eitzah, to do Hefzik Tara before Shkia, and do another Mochdachuk later on. And Rosh Dorma was Maskin. But for us, who generally tend towards the more Litvish tradition of Zmanei Ayom, generally assume that the Shkia is a hard stop, and it's very hard to be Mako for Hefzik Tara done after Shkia, which is another reason that the Eitzah of doing a back of Hefzik Tara in the morning, when possible, is a prudent one. Okay. Truma Sadeshen in Simen Reish Memches is the source of the Ramayin Sif Aleph. Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, Im is Palu Akal Arvis, Ve'oda Yom Gadol, Eino Yechol Livdok Lilbosh Levanim, Lahaska Lindos Yom Amachas, Me'alcher Dakal for Asu Osa Laila. Yesh Omrim, that if the Tzibur David's Mariv, Ve'od Yom, she can no longer do a Hefzik Tara that would count for the previous day. V'yesh omrim, the mutter afilu asu akal Shabbos. V'yesh omrim, that's okay. Not only if they dive marv early, even if they are mekabel Shabbos early. Agar v'shem ma'aril. Machlok is Truma Sadesh and the ma'aril. V'nog in l'hakmer l'izar, l'chachilu or machmer v'di'eved, ein l'chush. Fine. So what's the Truma Sadesh and? Truma Sadeshen was asked this very shayla. Remember, in the time of Truma Sadeshen, this was common that you daven Marav early all week. That's clear from other Truma Sadeshens. So he writes, Yeira the Esh Lahachbir Delo Tasik Vitara El Kodin Filas Arvis. Avalakas Vilas Arvis, hold this Palukvar. O Afila Mihilos Pala El Akalas Palukvar. Asu Aso Mixas Hayom Laila Linin Filas. So we're davening Mariv that makes the time after Mariv, even if it's Oda Yom Gadol, into the next halachic day, the Inyan Tfila. Sherov Eila Soso Yom the Inyan Hasik Vitara. So it's already halachically night le'inyan calculating zmanim, and too late for a hefsek tara. And he puts the Maram, similar point in the context of avelus. And the Maril, Shuvas Hakadosh Simen Tzadi Hei, argues. He says, no, you can split. The fact that it's Laila le'inyan certain things doesn't make it Laila le'inyan everything. Even when it comes to Tosefta Shabbos, right, it's Tudeus in Tosas Tzuvas Mem Zayin, whether Tosefta Shabbos makes it Shabbos kolotar kulo, only le'inyan malacha. So Baruch writes, I feel that Tosefta Shabbos, you daraisa, a nira li klau, to la masi, Pascha Day, they know Nash of Lilo Kalmili. So when it comes to Hefsek Tara, you calculate based on the objective Zmanim. Doesn't make a difference if you davened early. Doesn't even make a difference if you were Mekabel Shabbos early. Shach writes in Sifkat and Dalid, even though the Trumas Hadeshen says it doesn't make a difference whether the Sibur daven Mariv and the woman didn't daven Mariv, or even if the woman herself did daven Mariv. But the Shach thinks that you should be Machmir, even if you're going to be Makel to allow for Hefsek Tara after the Sibur daven Mariv, but if the woman herself daven Mariv, then the Shach thinks Halacha, that is too late. And the Dagmar Bava doesn't go along with that. Dagmar Baba thinks, no, that like the Chumas Hadeshen himself, if we're Mekel, we're Mekel across the board, because you distinguish, you know, the Chumas Hadeshen is a Mechalik in the direction L'chumra, that even in the other direction, you assume that the Maril L'kula, even if the woman already Davin Mariv, it's still not considered to be Laila L'inyin Zeh. And Ravadi points out that's especially true for Sfardim, because the Mechaber doesn't quote the Chumash Hadeshen, it's only the Ramah. And the Beis Yosef only quotes the Maril, who's the Mekel, doesn't quote the Chumash Hadeshen. So Ravadia says for Sfardim, there's no Shaila, it's Pashut, that a Hefsek Tara performed after Mariv, Mevod Hayom, Gadol, is sufficient. So, Yoni.
Two questions. First of all, according to Truman's suggestion, don't we know that there are cases where, like, there are situations where Mechalik between different types of nights? If you daven Mariv at Plag, you can't count Sfiras HaOmer then. Like, why does he connect?
That's not Pasha, by the way.
Does he think he thinks you could count?
If you daven Mariv, it's conceivable. Doesn't address that directly. He is misyachid to that tosis in Tzuvos. Whether you're mechalik between different areas of halacha in terms of Tosefta Shabbos and Zmanim, and whether davening Mariv changes it for everything, but there are many layers at which there are many layers you can be mechalik at different points. So I don't think that's.
And then question two is, if you have a community with multiple shuls, and one of them is you're affiliated with the shul that davens Mechala Mariv at Plag, but you know there are three other shuls in the community that you could go to.
Even if one were to be Machmir here, there is more to be Mechala about there, where there are other minyanim in town, and you're not necessarily, even if you daven in that shul, you're not necessarily bound by that, even if there are other minyanim in town. That's relevant to Kabbalah Shabbos in the Shabbos context also. The classic case that Joseph is actually talking about is a one-horse town, where one chul town, and there's only only one minion to speak of. But yeah, there's more, much more to be made called the Harvafa if there are other local options. This would be more relevant in the case of, or as relevant to Kabbalah Shabbos, if let's say you yourself are in Kabbalah Shabbos, we'll get to that in a moment. But Lamaisa, the general, the Ravadiyot Seser Sard, there's nothing to worry about, and the general consensus among our poskim, Ashkenazi poskim, is that, at least by the Eved, Hafsek Tara would be effective any time before Shkia, even if the Tzibur Daven Marv, even if the woman herself Daven Marv against the Shach, even if the woman was Mekabel Shabbos. So, for example, Rav Osner, Shirei Shevet Levi here, Oth Tezayin. So he makes the following calculation that, you know, let's say it's lift bench in time, and the woman is not going to have time to bench lift bisman and do hafsek tara. So what should she do? If she's going to do hafsek tara now, she's going to miss lift bench in bisman. So he says, light candles, and then do your hafsek tara even before, as long as it's before Shkia. And you don't need it tonight. I mean, don't say that you have to make a Tanai that you're not Mekabel Shabbos with the Halakas Neiros, because making such a Tanai is generally a Vidyaved. It's not ideal, even if it may be effective. So you don't think that in this situation it's justification enough or necessary to make a Tanai in your Halakas Neiros so that you're not Mekabel Shabbos yet, and then you could do a Hafsek Tara right afterwards. That's not necessary. Even if you're Mekabel Shabbos, as long as you do your Hafsek Tara before Shkia, you're fine. So you don't have to worry about Hafsek Tara after Kabbalah Shabbos, even if you call that on some level L'Chachila. In those circumstances where you don't have time for everything before lift benchin, so you don't have to make it tonight, you're a Lakas Deiros, bench lift, and then you do your Hafsek Tara as long as it's done before Shkia. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes Perek Yedalid, footnote Tav Gimel, B'shem Rav Yashiv, that let's say you're Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim, lift benching is 40 minutes for Shkia. And let's say you're L'chachila, you're trying to do a Hafsek Tara, all things being equal, within a half hour of Shkia. So what are you supposed to do if you're Yerushalayim or Petach Tikva or any place that follows me to Yerushalayim about Halakas Ne'er Shabbos? So when are you supposed to do your Hafsek Tara? So you ask Rabbi Yashiv that L'chachila, bench lift 40 minutes for Shkia, and then do your Hafsek Tara half hour for Shkia. You don't have to worry that your Kabbalah Shabbos is somehow impacting on your ability to perform a Hafsek Tara. As long as it's before Shkia, that's fine. And he says even L'chachila, if you end up benching lift before the time that you would normally do a Hafsek Tara, that's fine. And do a Hafsek Tara within a half hour of Shkia. There is a line in the Shach, which at first glance is Tavn Hezber. Yeah.
So why is that L'chachila? Meaning if you make it tonight, is it L'chachila to make it tonight?
No, you don't have to make it tonight. It's L'chach. All things being equal, it's better to do a Hafsek Tara before Kabbalah Shabbos. But here, not all things are equal. Because he thinks that the value of doing a Hafsek Tara within 30 minutes of Shkia trumps doing it after Kabbalah Shabbos. Meaning, because the Ikar Adin, we assume, like the Maril, that Kabbalah Shabbos or Davni Marv is not Ma'akev a Hafsek Tara. And Rav Yashiv felt that the L'chachila was, you should do a Hafsek Tara within a half hour of Shkia if possible. So better to preserve the Hafsek Tara than a half hour Shkia, even if you're going to bench lift before that. Okay. So the Shach has the following line, the end of Sifkatan Dalid. Mikol Moko Mivuar Neha Agur Sheves. See, remember, the Agur was the one that Ramah quoted as B'Shem the Maril, be Mekel, on a Hafsek Tara after Mariv or Kabbalah Shabbos. Mevur me agar sheveisi de afla hamakilim haynu ad kafdal shots. Vim kein kishayom gadol kolkach chashvina yom v'layla shav. Even if your mako on a hefsek tara performed after Kabbal Shabbos, that's only ad kafdalet shos, and therefore on a summer day, chashvin on yom v'layla shavim. So what does that mean? Take a look at the Dagla Revava. So he thinks that what the shaf means is that on a summer day, if shkia is 8:30, you have to do a hefsek tara before 6. You pretend that it's the equinox. The vernox, right?
The vernal and autumnal.
I'm sorry?
The vernal and autumnal equinox.
Right, okay, good. Dvar Tamuim. For a filo indian isir skilo, osa sha adai mamish. If she is 8:30, so you can do malacha deraisa until 8:30. Ubekayitz ber Shabbos osim lechachila malacha asamach ben hashmashas. Lor mina dechashvina yom v'layla shavim. So what does the shach mean? According from the Agur, that chashvina yom v'layla shavim. The Gdong Revav seems to have understood in the Shach that Sosman Hefsek Tara is 6 p.m., even when Shkia is later, 6:30 p.m. Sosman Hefsek Tara is the time of Shkia on a 12-to-12 day, on a 12-hour day, on a 6-to-6 day. And then he says, no, so that's not Pshat the Agur. All the Agur means is that we calculate Shos Manios, but at the end of the day, so if you're calculating Mincha L'mala, you're calculating based on Shos Manios, but at the end of the day, it's still Shkia. The Asik Levona on the side here says that, no, all the Shach means is that your calculation may be a minute off in either direction, and you're supposed to be calculating 24 hours from yesterday's Shkia. So if yesterday's Shkia was 5:35 and today's Shkia is 5:36, so you're calculating your 24 hours from yesterday's Shkia and not today's Shkia. But if you look at the Agur inside, which is what the Shach is quoting, it seems pretty clear that that's not none of that is the kavan of the Agur. The Agur writes, Elef Shinai and Zayin, Afilu be'er Shabbos, Acharei Tfilas Arvis, the Kabbalah Shabbos, that you could perform a Hefsek Tara even on Friday after the Daven Marv, after Kabbalah Shabbos. Kehito Sefes, Lo Shaycha Le'inyin Nida, because that Tosefa Shabbos is relevant in Hilchos Shabbos, but it's not relevant in Hilchos Nida. V'tzarech kaf dalid shos, because every day is based on a 24-hour day. Meaning that don't think just because you're mekabel Shabbos that that makes it halachic laila le'inyan Chesh bin Yamin for Hefsek Tara. That's not the case. Every day is still determined based on a 24-hour cycle, independent of any Tosefta Shabbos. So when the Augur used that lashon of Kaf Daled Shavuos, it's in that context to contrast it with, don't say that Kabbal Shabbos makes it a new day, Leinyan Hafsek Tara. Not true. Hafsek Tara is defined, or the Zmanei Yom Hafsek Tara defined based on Kaf Daled Shavuos, based on the natural length of the day, and your Kabbal Shabbos doesn't change anything. So it seems in context that's all the Augur means by Kaf Daled Shavuos. And that's the Augur that the Shach is quoting. So that line of Chashvin and Yom V'Layla Shavim, that line doesn't appear in the Augur there. And we'll come back to this when we get to Siman Kuf Bei Dalet and Hilchos Prisha Samach Leves. And the position of the Avi Asaf, which is relevant to whether an Ona is Cheshbon based on after 12 hours or based on the actual length of the day. But in our context, this Yom V'Layla Shavim is not coming from the Augur here. So in terms of the Kavana of the Augur, it seems pretty clear that there isn't much to be read into that Kaf Daled Shavuos. There's no phenomenal chumrah here that you have to do a hefsek tara before 6:30 if shkia is at 8:30. Yeah.
But the shach does add those words of chashvin and yom v'layla shavim. So what do we do with that?
Sarach beer. Maybe we'll revisit that we got to Kuf Bei Dalet, but we both the dog of the I say Lavona take issue with the shach there, and the Augur himself doesn't seem to be saying that. So it's our fear where the line Chashvina Yom V'Layla Shavim comes from. Okay. The Ramah in Sif Gimel quotes the following minog. Minog kasherhu kishaisha posekes betara. Shetirchatz, that a woman should wash herself, rinse herself before performing a hefsek tara. The levesh is levan. We'll come back to levanim. Amnam imlo rachsa rach paneh shalmat the daivakach. If she only rinses out osamakom, that is sufficient. So it sounds like the lechachila is rinsing more than osamakom. So Rabbi Morgenstern points out that that's based on the Mordechai citation of the Rokeach, which is not in the Rokeach itself. The Rokeach itself, the Lashon is simply Rocheses Paneh Shomata, that the woman should rinse out the area of Osamakam. However, the Mordechai in Siman Tavshin Lamed Zayin presents as follows. Mina kasher kishaisha mafsekas betara lirkos ulilbosh levanim. Amnam im eina roches alapanesh almata dai bekach. So that's the Mordechai's presentation where you have that lashon of bidi eved just as the makom sufficient. It sounds like lechachila that there's more than that. What's the more than that? So poskim seem to assume the more than that is the area around that area, Chachmas Adam, the thigh, or the area near Osamakam, where Dan potentially could land as well. Rabbi Morgenstern questioned with Yashiv that there's no need to wash the whole body, to take a full bath, even though many may do that. Although the Nod Behuda, recommends that. Nod Behuda, Kama Simen Ben Gimel, Kama Simen Ben Gimel, says that it's a good idea to take a bath and to wash that area well. think we assume, all things being equal, it might be a good idea to take a bath if possible. If not, a shower. And if not, then just rinsing that area is sufficient. What is... Yeah?
Is this just the name of Tova?
Yeah. Good. So what is the reason for this minhag? Take a look at the Torah Sashlamim, Sif Katan Vav. Shetir Kasu Levesh Eslevanim. Hatam B'kol Zeh, what's the reason for this minhag? So the Torah Sashlamim is the comment to Michael's question. Dulai Nislachlech Gufa Ochaluka Deiz HaKesem. What's the concern? So maybe there's a stray kesem that landed on her body or on her clothing. V'timsa B'soch HaZayin Nekir. And you'll find the stray kesem tomorrow or the next day during Shiv Nekiyah. Da'az ein tolin. And if you find it during Shiv Nekiyah, you don't have the right to be told and say, well, that kesem came from before. So the reason to rinse out the area is to remove any potential residual dam that you might find later and not be able to attribute to pre-Hefsek Tara times, even if it really came before the Hefsek Tara. Maybe this is a minhag l'tovasa for her benefit to avoid the possibility that maybe she'll find an unwanted kesem that didn't really belong. There was some earlier, but she'll be stuck with those consequences. So if you do rechitza, then that'll potentially wash away residual kesem. Lufize, imbidi evit suffer shibin akim below rechitza v'levisha klau, v'achar kaf bodekes chaluka v'gufa, v'lo nimsa shum kesem, muter sipo. But it's not likuva. So if you didn't do rechitza and you don't have any ksamim, great. Aklis achila, ein l'shana samina v'lispor zayin nekiyim below rechitza v'vishna slavani. In lo shehi b'derech k'moshe b'sayim arav. So he's talking about this both in terms of the rechitza and the levisha slavani, which we'll get to, but our focus now is on the rechitza. So itzle tova sa. If you rinse out the area, then you'll likely wash away any potential residual kesem that may harm you later.
According to this, it should also work if she does the hefsek, and then later that night she takes a shower, takes a bath, but before she does the first bedika, essentially won't find the kesem on the first bedika. As long as she washes in between the hefsek and the first bedika, then...
Well, you may then find the kesem in that interim period also. So that's the Torah Shlomim. So Torah Shlomim says the rechitza is for her benefit. So strictly speaking, she could say, maybe she should be able to say, "Eini nizonus v'eniosa." I'm willing to take my chances. But the Torah Shlomim says you have no right to say that because that's a minhag, and you can't just dismiss a minhag. Rabbi Forst presents what he views as another position in Achronim, but as we'll see, it's not Bechreach that that's what these Achronim say. He understood the Atzei Levona, which is on the side of the page here, as well as the Sidrei Taras of Katan Yud Beis, as saying, no, maybe there's another consideration that the Rechitza is actually... in a sense, to her detriment. Meaning that maybe she'll find Dam during Shiv Nekiyim, and maybe she'll be able to attribute that Dam to before the Hefsek. Well, the Torah Shabbat is saying you couldn't do. So he says, Asli Vona Sidra Tara, say maybe you can. Maybe she'll see Dan or Kesem during Shiv Nekiyim. And she would be inclined to attribute it to earlier times. So the reason we require a Rechitza is to make sure that there's no such attribution allowed. Because if you rinse the area, then you can't say, ah, this chasm was there before. No, if the chasm was there before, it would have been washed away. But I don't think that's what the Asi Lavona is necessarily saying. Look at the Asi Lavona, Kasav Minchas Yaakov, Hatan, Shem Nislachlet Gufo Chaluka, the Eza Kasav, the Tim Samasav Sainakian, the Ein Tol. Says the Asi Lavona, the Af in Tolin, Acher Gimel Yamim, even if we would allow a Tliya after the first few days of Shivna Kiyam, when we're more makel on Tlios, Tashin Lehepach, we're still worried about the opposite. Shema Tira V'Tislava. That maybe she'll see Dam, and she'll be Tola on the Dam having been there earlier. But sadly, what he's saying is that Tosa Shlomim says the reason that we make this minog, or the source, the reason for the minog, is since you can't be tola during Shivna Kiyam, we want to save you and make sure that there's no residual kesem. So the Asi Lavona is saying, in theory, even if you could be tola during Shivna Kiyam, even if you could be tola during Shivna Kiyam, there still would be a need for the rechitza to avoid an inaccurate Taliya. But not that we are actually Tola during Shivna Kiyam. It's all aside, in theory, even if you could be Tola during Shivna Kiyam, there might be still justification for that rechitza to avoid a inappropriate Taliya, or an unjust Taliya. But not that that's the reason for the takana. Meaning, fundamentally, it's not true, because you can't be told during Shivna Kiyam, this kind of a taliya. And that's not the... You just say, al itzah, that you could have, then still it would have made sense to make a minag of rechitza to avoid an inappropriate taliya. But alib de emes, there is no such taliya. But either way, we generally assume, like the Torah Sashlamim's presentation, that this is litovasa, but nevertheless, it's a minig Yisrael, and you don't have the right to mess around with a minig Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Morgan's question with Eliashiv, that someone wanted to say that if it's litovasa, then that should be at her discretion. Rabbi Yashiv said, no, once a minig is nikva, then you have no right to change it. Moshe writes, Chelik Aleph Yoredeya Simin Sadi Hei, Chelik Aleph Simin Sadi Hei. Let's say you have a woman who didn't wash herself before the Hafsek Tara, and she did a Hafsek Tara, and the Hafsek Tara was clean. Fine. And then, this is Michael's case, kind of, after, without the same happy ending, then after it gets dark, she washes her whole body, and she dries herself with a colored towel, and then she finds a kesem on the colored towel, and then she puts in a mochdachuk, and the mochdachuk is clean. Okay, so she did a hetzik tara, let's say half hour before shkia. She forgot to rinse herself before the hetzik tara. Then she took a shower shkia time, and there was a kesem on the towel after her shower. And then she put in a moftachuk, and the moftachuk was clean. So does she have the right to say, ah, since she didn't do a rechitza, so maybe you could be told of the dam that she found on the towel as having been residual dam on her body from before the hafsek tara.
Not also the aspect that it could be like a kesem from before. Why would that be? It was on her body.
it was a kesem from before, meaning what? You're saying it wasn't a clean towel? So assume it was a clean towel.
Okay.
Right? She took a towel, she took a clean towel. No, okay, good, 1 second. So says Rav Moshe, Kosei Taras HaShlamim, the whole reason for the Minhag of Rechitza is to avoid these Tliya issues. That we are Misakein Rechitza because if you're not going to rinse it off, so then you may find a kesem, and you won't be able to attribute it to an earlier time. So hagufa, you see from the Torah HaShlamim, that's the point, that if you find the kesem, you don't have the right to attribute it to an earlier time if you didn't... 1 second. Right, Taras HaShlamim's whole point was that we tell you to wash yourself out because otherwise, if you don't wash it out, you may have residual kesem and you will be stuck because you won't be able to be toler. So, hagufa, that's this case where you lost out because you didn't do the rechitza. You're not able to be toler. Isn't it begadim svuim? So, aren't we always nekel on samim on begadim svuim? He says over here, where you're drying yourself with a towel, rechoshesh, that maybe there's an argishal of a daita with the motion of drying yourself with a towel, and maybe you pressed against osamakom, and maybe that's like argashas pedikas eis, and maybe there's a mass argasha. So that's interesting that you can't rely on Sivonim here, but as far as the Tliya, so Rav Moshe says, you know, in this case, so the Taras HaShlamim said the whole minhag is for your benefit, and if you fail to follow that minhag, so then you'll have to pay the consequences, face the consequences. That's Rav Moshe's job. When should this rechitza be done? So Rabbi Morgenstern again quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that lechachila, the rechitza should be done within a half hour of the hafsek. But if that can't be done, it can be done earlier. And Rabbi Forrest writes that as long as you stop seeing dam, it could really be any time, meaning if a woman knows that she won't be able, she's trying to do a hefsek tahara 4 o'clock today, she is 4:35, she knows she's not going to be able to do a proper rechitza within a half hour of the hefsek, she'll be at work, she'll be on the run, on the go. So if she stops eating dam this morning, she could do a rechitza this morning. If there's no subsequent dam, so that rechitza could suffice in advance of the hafsek tahara. And we assume b'di'avad, even if you didn't do any rechitza, it's not ma'akev the hafsek, it's only a minhag l'chachila. Therefore, definitely, if practically it's not feasible to do the rechitza in proximity, time-wise, to the hafsek, do it earlier as long as the flow, the Riyya, has already stopped. In the other direction, there's a Chazon Ish in Siman Pei Aleph who says that you shouldn't do your Hefsek immediately after the Rechitza. But if you do the Hefsek immediately after the Rechitza, it could be the residual water that's still around the area may wash away dam that would otherwise appear on the Tzedika cloth. So So says the Chazon Ish, the beginning of Simen Hey Aleph. The Chazon Ish doesn't give a shiur. He says it can't be immediately after. He doesn't tell you what the immediate is. By the Yeshulcha notes, the Urim, Dibur Maskel Shetifsok, that no one else ever suggested such a chumra. And before the Chazon Ish, no one ever said such a thing. So if there was such a chashash, why didn't anyone say so? And Rav Avadya thinks, page Reis Samach Beis, that even the Chazon Ish was only machmir in a situation where there is a history of dimum, a maka, or a reason to believe that there's going to be more dam. But in a normal situation, Rav Avadya thinks that wasn't the kavanah of the Chazon Ish. It's not at all apparent that the Chazon Ish would be limited to that scenario. But nevertheless, even though the Badei Shulchan is skeptical and is masik on the Chazon Ish, but most of the contemporary posts can assume at least the chachila that were koshesh for the Chazon Ish not to do the hefsek immediately after the rechitza. What's considered immediate? So Rav Moshe writes Yerodeya Chele Dei Simen Ayin Aleph. Yerodeya Chele Dei Simen Ayin Aleph. Ubidvar Imra Shal Lirkos Atfabo Samakam Yafa Kodim Abedikos Bistam Isha Lecha Chisaran Bazet Ach Techakez Ban Katsar Kereva Sha'a Be'erech Lassus Abedikos. So Moshe recommends waiting 15 minutes. That's what Rabbi Yashim is quoted as saying, 15 minutes. Rabbi Karp writes 10 minutes. Okay, so Moshe Rabbi Yashim 15 minutes, Rabbi Karp has 10 minutes. Rabbi Willard says, l'chachil a few minutes, but b'di'evet, even if you did it right away, it would be acceptable.
What's again the reason to wait between the...
The concern is that if you're going to do the b'dika right after the rechitza, so maybe there's some residual water that's going to mask the dam that otherwise would show up on the b'dika form. It'll wash it away, it'll prevent it from getting absorbed. So this concern of the Chazon Ish, even if the Baal Shulchan is correct that we don't have it in print in earlier times, it seems to be accepted at least as l'chachila by Gedolei Haposkim of the last generation, two generations. So the l'chachila range is somewhere between a few minutes and 15 minutes in terms of waiting. Again, Rabbi Willig says, "Bidiyeved, even if you did it right away, it'll still be kasha." So, on bedika hefsek tara done on Shabbos, the poskim say they have to do a toned down rechitza. The Mishabura writes in Simon Shin Kav Vav Sifkat and Vav. Shin Kav Vav Sifkatan Vav, that a woman is allowed to rinse herself both Samakam and Shabbos with water heated up in the Ere Shabbos, as long as you do it with your hand, you don't do it with a baguette in a way that could raise tita issues. So it's done in a more limited way on Shabbos, as long as you avoid schita. And Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Ramah Simon Tafkuf Nun Aleph Sif Tazayin, Tafkuf Nun Aleph Sif Tazayin writes that if you do a Hefek Tahara in Tisha B'Av, you can wash the area Kedarka B'Shar Shana, because that's not a Rechitza Shel Tanuv, that's only Litzorech Mitzvah. Okay. Can we go another 5 minutes? We're just gradually falling further behind. Okay, so let's just talk a few minutes about Melch Dachuk. So the Beis Yosef quotes in the Rashba, Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph in the Torah Sabayis. This is in the Katzar. L'olam Yilamed Adam isof beso shete isha vodekes yom hesek tarasa b'moch dafuk. That a person should train the members of his household to use a moch dafuk. V'shiyehe sham kol ben ashmashos. Shezu abedika motziya midei kol safek. They should have a moch dafuk that's inserted there kol ben ashmashos. And that is motziya midei kol safek. And that's what the Gemara refers to as Chiyadeh Beinenah Kol Bein Hashmashos. It doesn't mean literally. It means Moch Dachuk. That's what the Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph. La'olam yelamid adam esof beisah shetei bodekes b'yom hefzik tarasah b'moch dachuk v'shehei sham kol bein hashmashos shezu b'dikah b'si b'dei kol safi. That's the Lashon of the Rashba. And the Rama adds the words lahachmir lechachila. The Rama has the olam yilamid adam lahachmir lechachila b'zof beiso shetei bodeka espiyam hefek harasa, etc. So the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered. Where did this chumrah? Why is the Beis Yosef so enamored by this Rashba? Even requiring a bedika samach ben hashmashos is a chumrah. So to require a hefzik kon ben hashmashos or meikar din bedika shachris is sufficient, and then to require moch dachuk that should be inserted kon ben hashmashos. So that's a chumrah al gabe chumrah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. It's true, the Rama tries to modify the Mechaber by saying, Hachmer l'chafila, but even the Rama, why should you even accept this as a Chumrah? And anyway, what's the Rama adding? Isn't it clear from the Mechaber that this is a Chumrah? All of Yilamid Adam Musaf Beiso is advisable. It's not Ma'akev. So what's the Ramai adding Lahakmer L'Chachil? As it says, the Aruch HaShulchan, what the Rami is to say is that when the husband is instructing his wife about appropriate Taras HaMishpacha practices, he should make it clear that this isn't Me'ikar HaDin, that a woman shouldn't think. But that's what we saw the Deborah Seder said, if you're going to be Nagel and a Moch Dachuk, then the women aren't going to believe anything you say anymore, because they'll think if this goes, then everything goes. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, if that would be the case, says the Aruch HaShulchan, then there's a educational deficiency, because you should have taught the woman that this is only a Chumrah. It's not Mikra Adin, so that's what we must say. You should be clear to tell your wives that a Moch Dachuk is only a Chumrah. It's not necessarily Me'ikar HaDin, so a woman shouldn't think that if she can't do a Moch Dachuk, then everything is lost, and you can't even do a Hefzik Tahara, and that'll cause bittul for a vote. Darkei Tshuva, Sukkatin Yud Beis, quotes the Sefer Mekor Chayim, what the Rama means to say, is Mitzvah Ben Amufka. That Me'ikar HaDin is not even L'Chachila. The Mechaber says it's L'Chachila. And the Rama says, not even that, it's only mitzvah min hamofkar. But given that inserting moch dachuk is presumed to be a chumrah on some level, so poskim remekel, where there's a tzorech to dispense with a moch dachuk. Rabbi Neuberger told me once that he heard reliable representation of the neighbor of Aaron Soloveitchik, that he was mekel not to require moch dachuk at all, even l'chachila.
Ever.
Rabbi Neuberger himself says he's mekel l'chachila for women postpartum for a number of months, not even attempt a moch dachuk. Rabbi Willig is very inclined to be mekel whenever there's any irritation or any reason to dispense with a Moch Dachuk. Rabbi Willig points out, if you look in the Chavos Das, Simon Kuf Sadi Aleph, the end of Sifkat and Ches. Kuf Sadi Aleph, the end of Sifkat and Ches. Chavos Da'as says, what's a Moftachuk? Moftachuk means your mamish closing up the entire area internally. So that's almost impossible to do. So Rabbi Willick says, nowadays no one's really doing an authentic Moftachuk anyway. So if you're not doing a real Moftachuk anyway, then there's what to be makel about the Harvacha. Rabbi Karp writes, Chayli Beis, Simon, page Tzadi Beis, Chayli Beis, page Tzadi Beis, we're just wrapping up, that if a woman has a Re'iyah on a Bediga cloth during Shivanakiyam, so she's Soseris or Shivanakiyam with a problematic Bediga, so then he says, Evan would agree you don't really need a Moch Dachuk. And even the Shach that we discussed last time in Sukkot and Vav, that quotes that if you have a problematic Bedika during Shiv Nikiyam, that is the din of Re'iyah B'Yom Rishon, as far as not allowing a Hefzik Tara B'Shachris, even B'Di'eved. But he thinks even the Shach would agree that you don't need a Moch Dachuk in that case, and he quotes that from Eliyashiv. At the very least, if you did a Bedika B'Sof Hayom, you don't need a Moch Dachuk at all. It doesn't address what if you did a Bedika Shachris in that situation. Avadia is makel even if you did a Bedika Shachris in that situation. If you did a, if you're associated Shiv Nakiyam with a problematic, with a Re'i on a Bedika cloth, so then Avadia says, you don't need a Moch Dachuk, and you can even be makel for Bedika Shachris in the morning. Rabbi Forrest quotes Rabbi Avadia to be makel and footnote, but in the text he's machmir that the Bedika Shachris would not work. So if you do a hefzik, if you do a moch dachuk, how long does the moch dachuk have to be inserted? So Moshe writes, so again, process-wise, moch dachuk means you did a hefzik tara, you check it, then you put in another bedika cloth that'll serve as your moch dachuk and keep it there for a while. How long? Your Moshe says 50 minutes after shkia. That's where Moshe says b'chol davar. He writes to Rabbi Eider that if it's painful, then you can be makel to take it out after 15 minutes after shkia. He quotes from Rav Henkin, who said 18 minutes after shkia. He quotes from Aaron Cutler, 72 minutes after shkia. Rabbi Morgan said, quotes from Rav Yashiv and Eretz Yisrael, l'chachila, 30 minutes after shkia. So that is the range. Okay, sorry for going over time. Next time, Yirtz Hashem, we will just briefly talk about Levanim, which is the second part of this the Ramah, and then we will move on to talk about the Dikos during the Shiv Nakiyam as we continue in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. Do you have a preference for Sunday or Monday?
Monday.
I'm sorry?
Yes, Sunday.
Doesn't make a difference? Evan will be here Sunday? Okay. I'm sorry?
Huh?
What?
I'm following Sunday, there's some problems.
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm fine either Sunday or Monday. Is there, do you want Monday for more time, or?
I prefer Sunday.
You prefer Sunday? Yep, Sunday.
Good.
Okay, good.
I'll send it. I don't know.